Up next on the show, we turn to the G&M Family Market phone line to talk with our friend Gary Tanguay of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Hey there, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, Richie? How's everything going?
Well, you know, we're just hanging out, doing our thing here this afternoon, but we need your help before we talk about Boston sports.
Oh, boy.
No. We're playing this little game. We call it the movie game, where we play clips from movies, and people have to identify them and win movie passes. And no one could get this one, so I want to run it by you and see if you can identify the movie. And I'll give you the theme. These are work movies. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Here it is.
Why don't you go ahead and grab a seat and join us for a minute or two. You see, what we're actually trying to do here is we're trying to get a feel for how people spend their day at work. So if you would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah, great. Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, that way Lumberg can't see me. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
I bet you know what movie that is.
Office Space?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one, man. There's so many good actors in that.
That's a great cast.
So many good actors.
So there you go.
Have you found your stapler yet?
Yes. There you go. Stephen Root. It's awesome. So Gary's helped you. After this segment, call in. Gary's got you halfway to winning those movie tickets. I knew you could do that.
Who wins the movie tickets?
You want to win them? Do you want to drive up to...
I'll donate them to somebody closer. I don't think I'm going to make the drive to go to the movies, but that's okay.
Now, you'd go if it was a theater in Rumford.
Oh, God, there hasn't been one of those forever. And if you'll go to Rumford Drive-In, that closed a while ago.
Yeah, I think, they declared it an environmental hazard after your time there.
Well, everything's an environmental hazard after my time.
Where do we begin on the Boston sports scene? What's the big story in Boston today?
Well, you know, I think people are always excited about the Patriots, and you know, they just wrapped up their minicamp and their OTAs, and Belichick is in regular season form, snipping at the media, giving the media the stink eye. Gronk's back on the field. I've just started to hear more rumblings about salary discontent than in the past. Ben Volen reported on our show Sunday night that Gronkowski and Edelman are not happy with the money they're making. Butler's not happy with the money they're making. Hightower and Collins want to get paid. And I know that the Patriots just ignore it and do business as usual. And it probably won't have an impact on the team this season. But I've just never heard this before. You know, the Patriots has always been one for all and all for one. And, you know, we got to go out there and, you know, we got to do it the Patriot way. And this group has already won a Super Bowl. You know, Gronkowski's been to two, has won a second one. Butler's won one already. You know, there isn't that hunger. I mean, the guys that won in 03 and 04, a lot of them had been around a while, like a Roddy or a Ty Law and a Teddy Bruschi. But these guys a lot of these guys have come out to scene, you know, in the last two or three years, and they've already got a ring. So they can't, you know, you can't make the argument, well, you know, they'll take less money with the Patriots because they just want that ring. Well, they already got it. Fortunately for the Patriots, they have all the leverage. There's really only one player that could make a move after next season because they have to franchise a Collins or a Hightower. Butler's under their control as a restricted free agent. You know, Gronk's got a big deal. He's not the highest paid tight end, but he's in the top five. Edelman, you know, when his deal's up, I bet you they let him test the market and somebody will overpay him and they'll let him go. But I think it's either Collins or Hightower could be one of those two guys that hits the road after next season if the Patriots don't want to pay top dollar. So that's kind of been one of the things we've been discussing this year about the season. You know, as far as the Patriots are concerned on the field, as long as everybody's healthy, they're in good shape.
Let's talk about what's coming up with the Celtics here. The draft just over a week away, and it was quiet for a while, but now more buzz about maybe a deal. Do you think Danny Ainge ends up keeping or trading that number three pick?
Well, he would trade it tomorrow if he could. If he could make a deal for Butler, I know that there have been reports that Minnesota wants Jimmy Butler. Of course, Tom Thibodeau, who's an assistant here with the Celtics, and he was the head coach in Chicago, he knows Butler. He wants him in Minnesota, but Chicago wants Wiggins and the number five pick. Minnesota doesn't want to give that up. And I think Chicago's going to be really young And, you know, even if I'm Minnesota, do I, you know, but Thibodeau wants Butler because he's, you know, 26 years old, and as a coach, you want to win now. Or if I'm the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, I want to hang on to those two young guys. They could have a good long run, you know, with Carl Anthony Towns and with Wiggins. But I think there's bad news for the Celtics as far as trying to get Butler because, you know, I don't know if you know, they don't have a Wiggins to trade for him. And I don't think that third pick is enough. And a player, you know, you need a guy like a Wiggins. The Kevin Love thing, Richie, I still think he would work here in Boston. I really do. I think he's in a bad spot. They don't use him right. He does not fit with what Cleveland wants to do, strategically and emotionally. I mean, it's awkward. But I still think he would work well here, and I would trade the third pick and a player for him because that third pick, I think, is going to end up being Dragan Bender, and I think Bender's a couple years away. So while, you know, Danny would love to trade that pick, would love to use that chip, but I don't know if he's going to be able to. And in the eyes of some, to get Kevin Love, he may have to overpay for him. But there's a lot of teams that want Kevin Love. I mean, Atlanta's willing to, you know, give up Jeff Teague to get Kevin Love. Or Jeff Teague's on the market for Atlanta. Actually, they're talking about, you know, sending him to Philadelphia for Okafor. So Danny will trade that pick. It's just I don't know if anybody wants it.
Yesterday, Gary, we had a bunch of guys on the show. We were reminiscing about the 86 Boston Celtics, and I know you guys have got a terrific special coming up tomorrow night honoring that team on the 30th anniversary. What's going to be on that show? What should we look forward to?
Some real candor from a guy like Robert Parrish. You know, he does some real, he busts Danny Ainge chops. He really does. And, you know, you get an idea of while they were a complete team on the floor, you know, who hung out together. You know, Parrish and Walton were tight. You know, that's shocking because, you know, both of them were extremely interested in a medical herb. they both like to smoke marijuana. Let's keep wondering.
There you go.
So, you know, that was their bond. You know, one day a deadhead, and, you know, Jake, she played 23 years, so don't knock it. Maybe you knew something we didn't.
Absolutely.
You know, but Walton will go hang out with Chief, and, you know, Ainge never picked up any tabs. They called him the cheapest man alive. And, you know, Torrey Champagne and Jim Abrio have been working on this, and Torrey does a great job with all of our documentaries. You know, they start the film, actually, they go back to 84 and then into 85 briefly to set things up because, you know, Cedric Maxwell was traded, and then when he was dealt, they had to get another guy to come off the bench because McHale came in as a starter. And, you know, bringing in Bill Walton was huge. Even though he played less than 20 minutes a game, his impact was incredible, just incredible. So there's a lot of great stuff there with that team. You get a lot of behind the scenes about the different, you know, personalities, that type of thing. So it's gonna be really good. And they never thought they were going to lose. I mean, my God, you know, they'd be down by 15 at halftime. You know, Bird would say to somebody in the stands, you know, you can go home now because you're going to lose. And they go out in the third quarter and blow somebody out. They were that good.
Well, we'll look forward to it tomorrow night on Comcast Sportsnet New England. Sox begin a series with the Orioles tonight. It's still pretty early in the season, but two teams tied for first in the East. How big a series is this for Boston?
I think it's a big series because I think they're going to be doing a dance with Baltimore for the rest of the season. I mean, I always bow to you, Richie, when it comes to baseball, but it just seems to me this is an indication of what the season's going to be. You know, all the teams have warts. You know, Baltimore and Boston, they both do some things well and some things not so well. And, you know, I think the Sox are going to score runs, but the pitching is going to be up and down. These guys are coming back to earth. I mean, Travis Shaw was not, you know, and Jackie Bradley Jr. was not going to make us forget about George Brett or Ted Williams, you know, Wade Boggs. But they're starting to come back to earth. But the Red Sox are good enough to hang around, I think, the top of the division. And I think you can say the same thing about Baltimore. So any edge you can get on the Orioles is going to be important in October, you know, to win that division. So I think it's very important. They're facing Tillman tonight, who has torched them. And Tillman's on fire. He's pitched really well as of late. And, you know, Price pitched well in San Francisco, but, you know, he's going to do it again. And his ERA at Fenway hasn't been great. But I just think this is what we have right now. I think it's going to be Boston and Baltimore the rest of the way, and they're just going to kind of hover at the top of the East despite their warts.
Gary Tang with Comcast Sportsnet New England. Gary, who's on the early edition tonight?
We have Lou Maloney. Chris Casper, Merlin Simone. Chris Casper from the Boston Globe and John Tomasi, who used to work for the Herald, now works for WEEI.com. And Tomasi will be on. He's very anti-love. A lot of people are anti-love down here. I'm the only one that's out for love. I think people are just quitting on this guy's report, so we'll have a good debate on that.
All right. Hey, we love Tomasi. We've never had him on the show. Tell him we want him on the radio up here in Maine.
Oh, you want me to give you his number over the air?
No, you don't have to do that.
No, John will talk to you. You probably will. John's too smart to be a sports writer. You're one of those guys. You know, it's like, dude, what are you doing? You know, you should be, like, writing for Time magazine or, Political or something. You know what I mean? He's too smart to be a sports writer. So catch up with him.
That's why he belongs with us, because, that's why we have you. We like the smart guys.
You guys are brilliant. No doubt about it. You're brilliant. I mean, nobody could win trivia if you are an Oka like Rich Kimball.
There you go. See, everybody's got their thing. That's my can't find my way
everybody's
home.
Everybody's got their thing. That's right. Yep. You get free pictures of beer at the Orinoca and some intestinal problems. But,
I've still got some tickets for pitchers if I can just find Ellen.
Those are the days, man. Those are the days.
I vaguely remember them, but I know they were fun.
I vaguely remember them, and I cherish them greatly.
Absolutely. Hey, Gary, always fun. Thanks for being with us, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, Richie. See you later, bud.
You betcha. Gary Tangway, Comcast Sportsnet New England on Downtown. All events that took place at the Orinoca in those days will remain unspoken of.